is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you would like. 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the site. All the features are free, so enjoy those. Once again, that's FreeTalkLive.com. With you tonight, Ian here.
Allie.
And Daryl.
For those of you just tuning in, the Watertown situation in Boston is what we've been discussing. Not so much the situation as it's developing, but we've been talking about the day and actually heard from some people who were in Watertown and had their house searched. Unfortunately, they went along with it. It just looking at the scene of what it was like to be there with dozens of police in the streets. We heard a lot about that in the first and second hours. 855-453 is the toll-free number. We've also got Skype. You can Skype us at username lrn.fm. Just a quick update on the story. The actual developing story is the news is reporting, Boston.com reporting, the suspect they were searching for has been captured alive. He was hiding in a boat. There's no mention as to whether or not he was shot. Allegedly, shots were fired, but he has been captured alive. So the police, it must have taken a humongous amount of resistance, of willpower for the police to not blow this kid away, because it seems like that's what the cops really love to do when they get the chance is kill their suspect before they ever make it to any kind of courtroom or in front of any kind of camera to tell their story. So this guy actually has been captured alive, and so it should be interesting to see how this case continues to develop. But I want to get to you and your thoughts. Also, before we do that, I want to welcome some more great new radio affiliates. I mean, literally, I've got four affiliates that I announced via email earlier today and on our Facebook. Wait, did I post it to the Facebook? I've been so busy. I announced it via email at the very least, and want to welcome WOEN 1360 in Olean, New York. They're coming on board for weeknights 9 to 10. Also, I think they're grabbing up our weekend shows, and all of that is live. Plus, we've got Southwest Montana's talk radio leader, AM 1370 KXTL in Butte, Montana. So welcome aboard to all those folks listening in those places. KXTL's on board for our third hour on weeknights. So all you get's an hour, but hopefully it'll be something to, give you something to think about. We tend to do that here on Free Talk Live because we don't take positions that are typical for talk radio. We talk about liberty, not Republicans and Democrats. And we address issues and open the phones up for you to take control. That's what we're going to do now. We're going to go to James. He's listening in Miami. James, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, hi. Thank you. Can you guys hear me just fine?
Yes, sir. Yes. Go ahead.
Oh, thank you. The thing I was talking about was that I wanted to ask you some things that I saw and I heard on the news. And I wanted to know if you guys heard about this. But last night, I was hearing about, I was listening to a radio show called Ground Zero with Clyde Lewis, and he was the one that was talking about it. So when the show was over, I was watching CNN, and they had this guy that they had found, and they had him on the middle of the street, down on the floor with his hands spread out and arms spread out and everything. And they said that guy is the same one that they told him to strip. And I saw the footage on TV where they have the guy blurred. They actually had him walk in front of a bunch of people onto the back of a police car. You guys heard about any chance?
I heard about them making a guy strip naked who ended
Boston?
Up being harmless.
Is this Boston?
I think so. Okay.
Yeah. And I haven't heard about that again in the whole day.
Wow, that's crazy.
You know? And the thing is, I also saw a footage of two guys that they were like sitting down on next to a tree on the ground somewhere, and it looks like they got pulled out of a car or something, and I don't know if you guys saw that footage by any chance, but I saw the two guys. Another thing I heard was a lady was with her husband or boyfriend in the bedroom or something, and she heard banging on the door, or they knocked the door down or something. You guys heard about that by any chance?
Man, there's so many stories. There's so many stories of people being intimidated by the police. It'd be impossible to hear about them all, but I appreciate you sharing them. What else did you want to say?
Well, no, I just wanted to say real quick that I also heard that they were either arresting people or putting them to the side just for being on the street, you know. So
I heard those rumors too. I would like to confirm them with some sort of news story. And I appreciate your call, James. Thanks for making it tonight. 855-453 is the SACL CAI toll free line. We had some friends, actually, of the show, listeners down in the Watertown area, talk in detail about what it was like this morning. If you didn't hear that in the show tonight, you can always grab our archive later at freetalklive.com. And I was critiqued big time for making a comment on my Facebook profile. Personal Facebook profile, I said that, you know, when Liberty people are consenting to house searches, the police state has arrived and nothing will stop it. Their power lies in your fear. And so I asked on our Facebook page, was it appropriate for me to post that? Some people told me that it was completely inappropriate to do that, that that's just going to turn people off to Liberty, that we should just let the police search because what will the neighbors think about this? And you guys are just having a penis, activist penis measuring contest to see who can be the baddest ass activist out there. And for me, that's not at all what this is about. It's about, look, I get it. I don't think you're a bad person for doing what you felt was self-preservation in a moment where you believed men with guns could possibly hurt you or possibly destroy your things, as was suggested earlier. However, how is it that you can expect anyone else to do the very same thing that you're not willing to do? And I understand that, you know, we were talking about the guy who was trying to get to work. Antigone was with her roommate. And he's actually posting on this thread on the Free Talk Live Facebook profile, kind of explaining himself. Well, you know, I've got to get to work, and somebody would have been, you know, had to cover my shift, and you got to pick your battles. You know, and I get it, man. I get it. You don't want to lose your job. And most people don't want to lose their job, especially people that are, you know, one bill away from being kicked out of their home.
Yeah,
and they're barely making it. I totally understand. I'm not saying that's what his situation is. Maybe he's got savings. I don't know, but he doesn't want to lose his job, and you know he feels responsible to get to work. Totally understand that. So, are you expecting everybody else to lose their jobs, or should everybody just go along to get along? When the police are coming to your door, whether it's to look for the suspect, as they are in Boston, or they were, they found him. Or it's in, you know, after a hurricane, like Hurricane Katrina, where they're coming to your door to take your firearms.
Well, it's
from
like
you
were saying, Ian, it's people fear what their neighbors will think. So,
and the actual police themselves.
Maybe if we lived in a world where where you didn't have to worry that your neighbors were going to think that you're a terrorist for not cooperating with the police 100% of the time, then people wouldn't be so afraid to stand up for themselves. But if we live in this world, it's really difficult to blame anyone for not just complying, because in most situations, it really isn't your incentive just to comply.
And that's how they get you. And that's one of the things I explained on my Facebook profile in this, you know, really heated thread, was, look, I get it. I understand. Like, that's why I don't blame anybody for taking the plea deal. Because that's how you can immediately lessen the amount of harm that the state agents are doing to your life. But ultimately, from the wider perspective, you hurt yourself in the long run, and you hurt everybody else by doing that, because by people complying with these edicts and these demands and these taxes and these searches, by people complying, it just encourages them. It just says, hey, guys, we can get away with whatever. Lets them know they can get away with whatever they want to get away with, and that no one is going to stand up, because who wants to lose their job? Who wants to get their cell phone taken? Who wants to go to jail? Who wants to face whatever the consequence might end up being? So why should anyone do anything?
Is that how you believe you can break the cycle of violence, is by standing up? Even if all your neighbors don't agree with you and you're just standing up alone, and then they just take you down and everyone cheers the police out?
I didn't say go to the wall. This is another thing I think people presume.
I don't mean take you down like literally. I mean, whatever, they arrest you for, they get, basically they keep you from standing up for yourself. And the neighbors are all just like, well, yeah, I believe in the state, so I think they should do that. I mean, how is that? Does that lead to more freedom?
Does people non-cooperating lead to more freedom? Is that what your question is?
I could see some situations in which it could, but I see a lot of situations in which it doesn't.
Would the Jews have benefited in Nazi Germany from not checking into the ghetto voluntarily?
Yes.
Well, I mean, would one of, did any of the Jews not comply? And what happened
to
those?
Maybe they did. We didn't hear about their stories.
What about the Jews that got shot when they didn't comply?
Most of them did what they were told. Most of them went voluntarily to the ghettos. The shootings hadn't happened yet at that point, from what I understand. More coming up. You can take control. 855-453. What would you do in the search situation?
With over a million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands. Like GE, Grainger is America's largest industrial distributor of GE lighting products, including LEDs, which use up to 80% less energy. The brands you want. The products you need. The good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. So call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/GE Lighting today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you planning a vacation and trying to make your whole family happy?
I want a hotel with convenient locations and continental breakfast.
It better have internet.
Don't forget, we're on a budget.
America's Best Value Inn has you covered with all this and more at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Plus, join the Value Club for instant room discounts, upgrades, and late checkout. Yes, I can sleep in. Visit AmericasBestValueInn.com. And make even your grumpiest teenager happy.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Natural disasters, down economy, and inflating gas prices. Wondering how to prepare for what's next? Come to the Self-Reliance Expo at the Arlington Convention Center to learn about food and water storage, emergency power, shelters and financial management, hands-on training. We've got beekeeping, suturing, and learn how to build your own solar panels and so much more. Activities for the whole family. Self-Reliance Expo, Arlington Convention Center, Friday and Saturday, April 26th and 27th. Tickets and schedule at selfreliancexpo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Attention gardeners, it's that time of year again, and with food prices rising, there's never been a better time to take control of your own food supply by planting a backyard garden and growing your own nutritionally dense vegetables. Hi, I'm Brian Brody with Heirloom Solutions here in Thompson, Illinois, with a very special offer for you to kick off the 2013 gardening season. Right now, simply request our beautiful new seed catalog. Pay just $2 to help cover some of the postage costs. When you do, three things are going to happen right away. Number one, within 24 hours, your heirloom seed catalog will be sent. Number two, we're going to deposit $20 in your Heirloom Solutions account. Number three, you'll also receive three hard-hitting reports valued at $75. Our cash garden report, our food shock report, and our diatomaceous earth report. Go to the website right now, freeheirloomseeds.com. Get $20 in free seeds. Go to freeheirloomseeds.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features waiting there. They are completely free, so drop them by freetalklive.com and get interactive. We've got a mobile site with quick access to our live streams and the podcast. Go to m.freetalklive.com to access those. That's m.freetalklive.com. And emergencies happen. In fact, sometimes the emergency could be the government getting in the way of the roads and stopping you from going to work, stopping you from going to the grocery store, stopping the grocers from even getting there and opening their store. That's what happened in Watertown today, in Watertown, Massachusetts. But people with food that was stored, they weren't concerned. And you could be one of those people. Go to food.freetalklive.com and get yourself a form of insurance that will protect you and your family, and it's cost-effective. The Legacy Premium brand is the brand of storable food we're talking about here. It's going to last you 25 years on the shelf. 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for approximately a buck, or as low as a $1.50 a meal. Now, that's on average half of the cost of the competition. So go and check out their chart. It compares the Legacy Premium brand to the others. You'll find out that they have an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch, and that they have the best price, storability, and taste, plus vegetarian and gluten-free options, and free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com to learn more. That's food.freetalklive.com. As we go to your phone calls, the Watertown, Massachusetts thing is obviously hot in the news, but besides just following the details of the story, what about the issues that it presents? What about the issue of your privacy being invaded by these police? Well, to me, my privacy is important, and I don't trust the cops. You know, it'd be one thing if the cops were actually out there looking for murderers all the time. If, like, that's all the cops did was look for rapists, murderers, arsonists, people like that.
You mean people that actually have a victim?
Right. Rather than arresting people for a bag of pot or some plants or having a chemical or ticketing people left and right for speeding, if the cops were actually protecting folks rather than putting innocent, peaceful people in prison cells, maybe I'd be more inclined to consent to a search.
Right. If there wasn't the war on drugs and all these other laws, which you could be breaking at any time, then, yeah, it wouldn't be as scary to let the cops search your house or your person because, you know, you really wouldn't have anything to hide.
Let's go to Robert. He's listening in Florida to XM's America's Talk. Robert.
Hey guys. I'm just tuning in. XM just got you guys on the air. So
welcome, sir.
The end of your conversation there.
Go ahead with your thoughts.
I've been listening to the radio all day about this martial law exercise that went on today up there. And so basically, that's all this was. They had everybody on lockdown so they can get their patsies under control. But when you went to break, I heard you ask the question, what would you do? Me, personally, okay, you're not coming to my house without a warrant. You know, if you got a warrant or a reason to come in my place or search anything, my truck, my house, anything, you're not coming, you know, I'm going up to you. You're not going to push me around, and you're not going to, you know, walk all over me. But on the other side of the coin, okay, and I keep the question back to you, what are you going to do when you have 10, military-geared federalized police and SWAT gear and machine guns pointing at you saying, we're coming in, if, no way, fans of us. Then what are you supposed to do? I mean, you can stand your ground and stand up for your Fourth Amendment rights, but what are you going to do when they knock you down and barge your way in, or if not, shoot you?
I don't think violence is the answer. So, I mean, if they're willing to use violence against you, I would say, you know, stand aside. Don't get physically harmed. But people aren't even questioning. They're not even asking. They're just going along and doing what they're told, going along to get along. And if
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Well, yeah, going along to get along, pretty soon those that are going along are going to get theirs. You know, you go with the system, and the system's going to eventually eat you up, too. What's that saying? Something about people who aim to appease get eaten or beaten by the ones they please. I can't remember the exact how it goes.
Oh, I agree. I think going along to get along ends up getting you screwed in the long run. It may save you from a moment's destruction of perhaps your property or harming you physically or an arrest or detention or something like that. But ultimately, destroys our liberty.
Right. Well, the whole way the media over-exaggerated this and made this out the grand, you know, the way they grandstanded the whole thing. You know, this is basically a martial law practice exercise, what this was. I've heard...
Just like out in Big Bear Lake, you know, it wasn't only just a couple months ago where they were looking for that ex-cop in Big Bear Lake, California, Chris Dorner. So this is like the East Coast version of that.
Yeah, and I'm surprised. Like I said, I just tuned in when I heard he was captured. I'm surprised he didn't get shot because, no one's talking about the Saudi national that's being deported, or no one's talking about the other photos that the FBI said, oh, no one look at this. No one, just look at what we have here. No one's talking about the photos of all these operatives everywhere within 5 feet of each other with all these big old plastic, with all these big old backpacks that they were wearing. No one's talking about all those. Okay, let's concentrate on these two patsies now. One's dead, one's captured. God only knows what's going to happen if we're going to drug him up to get him to admit it. If, you know, nobody knows the story. Okay, maybe he did.
Yeah, I guess we're going to find out more as it goes on. Robert, thanks for your call and thoughts, man. Appreciate it. Let's go to Michelle listening at large. Michelle, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. How are you?
It's Michelle 7.
It is Michelle 7.
Hey, I heard... Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say, I heard something about your son today.
Allie and Daryl there?
Yes.
That's right.
Hello?
Hello.
So, your son was living in Watertown, correct?
My son is across the street from the boat that the guy was hiding in.
Oh, my goodness.
What?
So he saw everything all day, and I called in about that because I had talked to Mark on Monday after the bombing, and I left him a message and exchanged some text messages back and forth, and of course, you know, Boston was on lockdown shortly thereafter in different areas, and then... in the meantime, though, I had this other little drama with son number two. I've been reported for child abuse and neglect and being charged.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. And
I've seen your kids. They are well-fed, so that's a bunch of BS.
Well, I've been accused of being an alcoholic drug addict.
What?
I know. And yeah.
Where are you being charged?
The school, so Faisal opted to go to public school, begged, as you guys know, he's been doing that for a while, and so I'm like, okay, fine. And, you know, he doesn't like to get up as early as they require, and so he kind of goes to school when he feels like it, but, you know, he said, hey, I'm 17 years old, and I'm going back to school after not being in school for 2 years. I'm going in as a freshman, and I actually want to be here. Does that count for anything? And apparently it doesn't. And he's had some struggles. You know, he was having problems with math, and he didn't understand it, and so he used the F word. He just says, I just don't blank and get it. And he was given 3 Saturday detentions for saying that. And
And so now he's lashed out at you and you're facing charges. But I'd really want to hear about what's going on with Omar, your other son, who is in Boston. I mean, right across from the boat. What happened? What did you want to share?
So all day long, you know, I heard you talking over the break about, or not the break, but whatever, on the letting the police into your home and whether you'd allow it to be searched or whatever. And there were 12... armed guards around the house that Omar lived in all day long. They couldn't come or go. If they got close to the window, because Omar wanted to film, then they were told to get back away from the window.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
stand by, Michelle. If you've got more to share, you're welcome to do that in moments here. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can share your thoughts on Watertown, or you can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent. Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. First, you've got to see the video that is turning the medical industry upside down. Go to HealthyBody13.com. That's HealthyBody13.com. Watch this video, then pre-register for the Spring Youngevity Convention May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Glidden. I'm doing the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll see you at the Youngevity Conference in May.
Hi, this is pharmacist Ben Fuchs, and I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I will be there.
Hi, I'm MZ Michael Zwirling, owner of KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and you bet I'll be there.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Youngevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to HealthyBody13.com or call 1-800-360-8695. That's 800-360-8695.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
The suspect remaining in the bombing case has allegedly been taken into custody alive. And now his Twitter profile has been allegedly revealed. I've posted that to our Facebook and Twitter. You're welcome to scroll through that at your leisure. This is Free Talk Live. With you in the studio tonight, it is Ian,
Allie,
and Daryl.
Join us online by heading over to freetalklive.com. You will find the features there are free, including the bulletin board system, where you can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. And that's all there over at bbs.freetalklive.com. Another way you can interact with Free Talk Live and the listeners is in real life at Bitcoin 2013. It is the future of payments, and it is going to be the place to be. If you are excited about Bitcoin, you're going to get to meet a whole bunch of other people who are as excited or perhaps more so than you are. Pioneers like folks from Coinbase, NerdTribe, and Facebook, as well as BitInstant, will be signaling the future for Bitcoins. You can go and network with some amazing people and meet new folks, and it's going to be a blast, and learn stuff. We're going to be there broadcasting live as well from Bitcoin 2013 in San Jose, May 17th through the 19th. So we're about a month away from this. That's, again, San Jose, California, May 17th through 19th. Go to Bitcoin2013.com to get registered. That's Bitcoin2013.com. Michelle, 7 is at large and on the phones.
Yes.
You are telling us about your son, Omar, who was apparently in the actual neighborhood, you say, across the street from where this suspect was just found in a boat. And you were telling us some of the things that happened to him today.
Yeah, so it's on Franklin Street in Watertown. And the news is reporting that he was in the boat the whole time, but apparently he made it into the house. However, I don't have any photos of that or whatever, but
not into Omar's house, but a house nearby the boat.
Yes, because the boat was parked on the just the side and behind the you know, at the back of, like where Marv used to be parked, you know, like at the back of
Nobody
driveway.
Knows where that is, but
so at the back of a driveway, you know, kind of thing. And
So it wasn't a boat in the water.
No. This was on Franklin Street in Watertown.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and so the there were, you know, helicopters circling overhead since last night at like 10 o'clock or something, and gunfire, and he played me some of the audio. He does have some audio, and, you know, it was like a rapid, like, machine gun sort of fire. And so this suspect was firing toward police and military personnel and everything. But Omar made the point. He said, you know, don't ever even think about assembling yourself against the government. He's like, it was amazing to see that within an hour there were 1,000 military and law enforcement people with automatic guns and rifles on this street. Like, boom. Like, it just happened like that. So,
doesn't surprise
that's
me.
You know, the government's lucky they're only up against a couple of teenagers or a teenager and a 20-something, because if they were actually up against an organized network of real terrorists who were in a significant manner trying to do damage to people, the government's so predictable. Some bomb goes off and every cop from everywhere in the vicinity comes to that one place.
They'd have to shut down the whole country.
Well, I mean, how hard would it be to have multiple bombs go off in multiple, you know, locations, you know, not necessarily at once, but perhaps one in 1 hour and then one 3 hours later and then one 3 hours after that? Then there would be nobody around to respond to those other two, and they would not know which way to turn and to look. So, I mean, people should feel lucky that all they're really up against here is a 19-year-old. And we don't even know if this guy's a bomber. I mean, he's just a suspect. And, Allie, you said people are cheering USA in the streets?
That's what I'm hearing. That's what I'm reading in the news.
USA, search our house! Search our house!
Right.
And I just read something from antiwar.com that apparently Senator Lindsey Graham from South Carolina is asking the Obama administration to not give this guy Miranda rights or allow him into a civilian court. Then
he should
be treated as an enemy combatant.
This is what I don't like about these kind of stories. They get sensationalized. Like, I think that when something like this happens, obviously, it's the bombing happened in a public place. Everyone knows something's up. People are going to demand answers. So I can see why it turns into a big media frenzy. But what I don't like about this kind of situation is because everyone just, like, pulls all their, you know, basically we're eating all our information out of the police's hands. We're just taking it all as absolute truth because what else can we do?
Yeah.
You know, we're just speculating otherwise.
Well, from what I heard,
the police, as soon as the police decides that this person is a suspect, we all decide they are guilty.
They done it. Yep.
From what I heard, the police in Boston told the media, you are not allowed to film here.
Go ahead, Michelle.
Well, the fact also that they're playing the Muslim card, I don't know if you've seen pictures of this kid, but I mean, he looks like he could be Omar's brother.
That's why I was kind of freaked out about Omar, because he's Middle Eastern descent and young and probably
ran
around
the same age. Same height, same build.
I'm glad he's okay, Michelle. Thanks for your call
Thank
and the thoughts
you.
Tonight. Appreciate it. Let's go continue to your calls here. Greg, listening in Boston, you're on Free Talk Live.
All right, thanks, guys. Yeah, I was on the show the other night talking about this, but I, of course, live right in the middle of Boston, and there's got to be maybe close to 1,000 of college students out now in the streets, screaming, marching around with American flags, car horn honking. And that's exactly what, I mean, it's sickening to see. It's like watching a band of hyenas, because first of all, going back to what Mark said, it's a suspect. It's a suspect that probably is the bomber, but we don't know. But more importantly, all I can think is, you know, 3 people are still dead. 14 are still missing limbs. Over 100 people were still injured. For the last week, our city's been occupied by paramilitary troops searching people's bags. There's going to be serious ramifications on civil liberties after this.
Absolutely.
So what is there to celebrate? Like, how is this? These people are idiots.
Right.
Do you think they really care about catching these bombers. You know, it's the group mind. They just want to be out in the street celebrating something, and they're not stopping to think about how nothing but tragedy and sadness and tears has come out of this.
Well, devil's advocate would say, but if it wasn't for the police, this guy would still be on the loose, and he would have killed way more people and robbed more 7-Eleven.
It's a relief he's caught. By all means, I'm glad he's caught, but I don't see how you can be going out having this kind of a party when people are dead and missing limbs. I mean, I just don't understand it.
Take our rights. Take our rights.
Hey, do you guys hear this right now?
It sounds sort of like Mardi Gras in the background.
Grab a video camera, get out there, grab a clip of it, and put it up online, and let people see what this... I'm sure somebody's doing this, but if it hasn't happened yet, Greg, maybe you could do that.
I hate to sound like the bitter, grouchy guy, but my heart's broken for the victims and the civil liberties impacts of this, and it doesn't really seem like something worth celebrating.
I agree with you completely. I mean, yeah, okay, it's scary to know that you could get blown up at any point, but that could happen anyway, even though these suspects are in custody. There's nothing that's going to stop somebody else from building another bomb and putting it somewhere else, whether they know these people or not. Nothing will stop them from doing that. So at all times, you're always subject to being blown up if you're outside of your home, and that's just reality. What's worse to me, beyond the fear of possibly being blown up, is the knowing, the absolute certainty that all the police need to have is just a lame excuse that they're looking for a suspect, and then they can just go into anybody's home that they want to and search all the cars and stop all commerce and stop everyone from doing anything.
One day you might not be even safe inside your own home if they have drones flying over your house.
Greg, thanks for sharing, man. I appreciate hearing from you tonight.
Yeah, thank you, guys. I'm going to go out and get some video. Take care.
All right. Very good, sir. 855-450-FREE. And if you get it up on YouTube, feel free to post it over at freetalklive.com. When you post stuff on our site, it goes on the upcoming stories page where it awaits votes. And then once it gets enough votes, we'll make it to the front page and the top of the site. Let's continue here. We've got Bill in Massachusetts. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello? Bill? Hello, this Ian from Free Talk Live?
Yes. Is this Bill from Massachusetts?
Yes. Oh, Ian. Oh, my goodness. It's so wonderful. I was wondering, Hello?
You know who this is? It's not Bill in Massachusetts?
Maybe.
Stand by, Bill.
Oh, no,
I don't know where you're going.
I was just wondering if you've ever heard of a place called the Liberty Mall in Laconia that buys gold and silver.
I have. Stand by. 855-453. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know an emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about because aloe vera, you know, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackey Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696 or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Barely a few moments remaining here, but we might be able to sneak your thoughts in. If you don't get in tonight, no big deal. We do this show 7 nights a week, so if you feel like you didn't get your chance to get your say, you are welcome to call us on the live Saturday edition. We do it live 7 nights a week from 7 to 10 at night Eastern time. And, of course, if you don't get it on your local talk station, you can always go to freetalklive.com and listen to us that way. And the us in the studio tonight is Ian.
Allie.
And Daryl.
All right, we're going to continue with your calls and your thoughts. Let's go back to Bill in Massachusetts. Bill, you're talking about the Liberty Mall, which is it's a physical location run by some liberty activists in New Hampshire, the Laconia area. But you're calling from Massachusetts. What, have you been up there?
Well, Ian, I was just trying to confirm some information because I had heard this place called the Liberty Mall in Laconia, and they buy silver and gold. And I was just wondering if you knew if I could mail them my gold and silver jewelry and receive a payout by mail.
I was just wondering if you knew that we have advertising packages that are very affordable on Free Talk Live, and we'd be happy to talk more about all of the various options of your store.
Ian, I was just looking for their address, but I think I found it. It's 67 Union Ave, Laconia, New Hampshire.
Thanks for the call, Bill. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE.
Why does Bill sound like a chick?
We don't. Yeah, that's Silver Dave.
Bill sounds like Mort Goldman from Family Guy.
That's Silver Dave. He is one of the proprietors of the organization and a Free State Project participant who moved up here. But really, you know, we can't have everybody in their business calling to plug themselves on the air. So if you want us to talk about your business, we've got advertising packages for that. It's a commercial radio show, and that's what we do. So 855-450-FREE is the number. If you are interested in buying ads on Free Talk Live, please contact Mark at mark@freetalklive.com.
What if I've got money on my mind and I want to call in and say what's on my mind?
You've got money on your mind?
There you go.
Sure. I mean, by all means, call in and talk about money. But if you're talking about your personal business, then it wouldn't really make sense for us to just let everybody call and plug their business. Right? Because who really
Make
wants
friends.
To listen to that?
Not me.
He made it entertaining, at least.
Yes.
So let's go to continuing with your calls here, and we'll talk to Carolyn, listening to WVTS in West Virginia in Charleston. Hey, Carolyn.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I've never listened to your show. I do listen to talk radio quite frequently, and tonight.
Surprise!
Yeah, really. But I was leaving downtown Charleston, and then it came on, and you were on the air, and you opened, and that was just about 9 o'clock with a comment about the police, and you know that's what they like to do is kill people or something. That's not your exact words, but you know I was just appalled at what you said. You know, I understand some of what you say. I might not agree with it, but when you take a police officer and he is protecting, he has taken the oath to protect our lives. And when he goes on the street and he's putting his life on the line and he has a family, he has children, he has people that care, but he's out there protecting you. They're in a dire situation.
What if they're out there arresting me?
Well, if you you must have done something wrong.
Whoa, wait
a
minute. Is something, hold on. Is something wrong just because it's illegal?
If it's illegal, he has a right to stop you, but that's beside the point.
Is everything that's illegal wrong?
Well, if it's on the books and it says it's against the law, yes, he has the law.
So therefore it was wrong. I just want to follow how you're thinking about this here. Make sure I understand. So you're saying that if something is illegal, it is therefore wrong. So therefore, back when it was illegal to rescue to assist a slave from running away from the plantation, would you say that that was a wrong thing to do?
Well, no, because I'm talking about police officers today. What they
police officers then arrested runaway slaves. Was that wrong? Was it wrong for the slave to run away? Just want to make sure I'm clear.
I wasn't around back then. I don't know.
You don't know. What about back in the time of the civil rights era?
You're getting off the subject.
No, I'm right on the subject. You just don't want to talk about it.
No, I want you to listen to me for just a minute. They had to shut down Watertown, whatever, they had to shut those places down because you don't want the masses out there and possibly getting hurt. You don't know how many bombs maybe could possibly be out there. And maybe
we don't know how many bombs could be in Los Angeles. There are people getting shot every day in L.A. and Chicago. Does that mean that we should lock down L.A. and Chicago?
Technically, we don't know.
No, I don't think anybody's been... I don't think any big bombs have went off there that killed three people and maimed... umpteen more and then, you know, injured others, 150-some people. I don't think that happened recently.
But do you think if they're responsible...
Right on the line.
Carolyn, Allie has a question for you.
It happened a few days ago.
Hey, Carolyn.
Do you think if they're responsible for the police to say, we caught the suspect, considering it is just a suspect and they haven't necessarily proven that he is the one that put off the bomb, potentially letting the real guy, you know, since it's a suspect...
You know, I'm on the other side of this because I was raised in a law enforcement home. And
shocking.
I know this. There is
Carolyn, what should happen to the suspect?
Police officers are given this, never told to you people because they can't tell you everything.
I thought you believed in the law. The law says that someone's not guilty until they're found guilty in court.
What should happen to the suspect, Carolyn?
He is going on the information that he has received, and they do test the resources to make sure that what they're doing is they're going by what the resources that they have available to them. They do.
Carolyn, I'm just curious. What do you think should happen to the suspect now that he's in custody?
What do I think? Well, obviously, they're going to give him his rights and Miranda rights and ACLU or whoever will be at his beckoning call. And, you know, then they'll go
forth
and hopefully, you know, they'll get him to trial. And
okay, that's good that you are at least advocating for, you know, a process. Some people would throw all that out the window. So that much I appreciate. But what I'm concerned with, Carolyn, is, and maybe, you know, you're brand new to the show. You don't know what we really talk about generally on Free Talk Live. Look, I'd appreciate it if the police were out there actually protecting me from people that meant to harm me. But it seems to me in my life that it's the police that are the ones that are out to harm me. They're the ones who just put my friend in prison for 81 years for selling haven't sentenced him yet. I'm sorry. They're going to probably put him in prison for as much as 81 years for selling flowers and a chemical. I don't think that's okay.
Well, but did he have a trial?
Yes, he did.
Okay. Was it by jury?
And the police came and they lied at the trial.
Well, evidently he didn't have a good defense attorney, or he would have ate a whole.
Most people can't afford good defense attorneys.
Well,
he had an attorney. I think she did the best she could, but she's a public defender.
Is that what justice is to you, Carolyn?
If there's been something wrong, he has a right to an appeal.
Great. So he's going to appeal in a system that is has the deck stacked against him. Look, Carolyn, there are 1.5 million people arrested in this country every year for various versions of drug possession. And, of course, there are countless more people who are inconvenienced by being pulled over on the roads and arrested. And now we've got people having their houses searched. I mean, how, you know, do you think that people should stand up for their rights, or should they just do whatever they're told by the police?
Well, I think there is a gray area, and I think that, you know, yes, you have your right to question some things, but in this situation, I'm only talking this situation. Mm-hmm.
There's a time and a place, Ian.
You have no idea what you are or what you are dealing with. You're dealing with two young men and possibly even more that we don't.
What should happen to me if I refuse to let the police in my home when they want to search it?
Let me ask you this. Suppose I am the citizen here and you are the policeman, and you're out there and you're looking for these guys, and you come to my door and you knock at my door. If I start resisting you, what in your head might go on? It might go on that
I am not a cop, and I wouldn't be a cop, because being a cop would require me to aggress against peaceful people, and I'm not willing to do that to my fellow human beings, unlike some people.
Well, but that policeman is standing there thinking maybe your resistance is due to the fact.
What if I don't open the door? What if I don't even answer the door? What should happen if I don't even answer the door?
If they know you're in there, there's a possibility that you are being held hostage. So you're better off just to answer to them, answer the
question. What if he's in the shower? What if I'm taking a dump and I can't get to the door?
Daryl.
Well, what if you're sleeping?
I don't know. I haven't seen any reports that they burst through anybody's doors that didn't open them.
We didn't really expect you to know the answers to these questions. I appreciate you calling in with your thoughts. And listen to us again. We're on every night there in Charleston from 9 to 10 on weeknights, and we'd be happy to talk to you again, Carolyn. Appreciate your call and thoughts here tonight.
Yeah, it's a big discussion, but thank you.
Oh, always. Always happy to do that. And I would love to hear more about your police family and all that some other day. But thanks for the call tonight. Let's go to Chuck listening in Phoenix to XM's America's Talk. Hey, Chuck.
Hey, how you doing?
Chuck, we're on here. Go ahead.
That guy talking about his gold or silver, I thought that was a jerky voice call. Anyway.
He did have a very cheesy fake accent, yes.
Yes. I just wanted to get your opinion on what do you think about Alex Jones?
I think Alex Jones is really good about reporting on the police state, but I think that otherwise he's got a lot of anger, and I think that anger transfers to his listeners, and it can become paranoia as well based on some of the guests he has on, and I think that the conspiracy viewpoint is very defeatist, and I wish I had more time to talk about it tonight. So call us another night, and we can talk further. Thanks, Chuck, and we'll be back tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Are you as excited about Bitcoins as I am? Then you need to be where Free Talk Live's gonna be. In San Jose on May 17th through 19th at Bitcoin 2013, the future of payments. You can be in front or behind the wave of change. Bitcoin pioneers from Coinbase, NerdTribe, and Facebook will signal the future for Bitcoins. Education, networking, and opportunities never imagined will be there for the bold. Seize the future. The future of payments. Sign up now. Bitcoin2013.com. Save now. $5 a pill for Viagra or Cialis in 32-count generic packages. Compare $5 a pill to up to $25 in the U.S. Save On Meds pharmacies have been importing safe, reliable medicine to U.S. customers for 9 years. Get generic Viagra and Cialis for $5 a pill with confidence. Call for a free quote and info. It's Save On Meds. 888-6969-363. 888-6969-363.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. 2237